Watcher, and welcome. It's that time again. It's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn, and we're going to start this week with a Sonny Rollins compo played here by a trumpeter-led band. This Feb 2007 Lugano, Switzerland recorded album is called The Wind, and the cover photo is of a girl fighting to hold on to her umbrella on an obviously very windy day. She has long black hair, which is windswept over her hair and halfway to the umbrella. You're right, though. You need to see it to appreciate its movement and beauty. Silly for me to even attempt to describe it. Doxy, a Rollins song, played here by Lugano-born trumpeter and leader Franco Ambrosetti, with an all-American rhythm section. Uri Kane, piano. Drew Gress, bass. Clarence Penn, drums. I've grown accustomed to her face. Thank you. There have been a fair number of jazz interpretations of the classic Lerner and Lowe My Fair Lady soundtrack over the years, but this ABC Jan 57 recorded My Fair Lady Loves Jazz album by Billy Taylor is my all-time fave. It's a biggish band of ever-changing personnel. Well, not totally. It was recorded over three sessions in a four-week period. Here on, I've grown accustomed to her face, which you might remember was spoken rather than sung by Rex Harrison originally. Growled, actually. Main soloist here, Taylor himself on piano, Anthony Ortega, alto, Charlie Fuchs, baritone, plus Ernie Royal, trumpet, Jimmy Buffington, French horn, Don Butterfield, tuba, Don Elliott, mellophone, Jimmy Cleveland, trombone, Al Casamenti, guitar, Earl May, bass, Ed Thigpen, drums. It's guitar time. Guitars. Indeed, John Scofield, guitar, Pat Metheny, guitar, Steve Swallow, bass guitar, Bill Stewart, drums. A slight deviation from our norm. This December 93 recorded album, I Can See Your House From Here, is on Blue Note, not ECM, as you might have suspected. Metheny wrote that song, The Red One, and it just stayed the right side of Muzak. Close call, though. No doubting, this is the real thing. Thank you. yet another must-have for everyone's collection. One of Basie's best ever, probably his very best ever, the Atomic Mr. Basie album in collaboration with composer-arranger Neil Hefti. It's a classic in every way. Recorded New York, October 57, with a lineup to rival some of Ellington's best bands. Here are just a few of the names: Thad Jones, Joe Newman, Snooky Young, Al Gray, Benny Powell, Franks, Wes and Foster, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Charlie Fuchs again, and of course, anchoring the whole thing, Freddie Green on guitar. That was Flight of the Foobirds. Next, a lovely stripped-back vocal of an Irving Berlin standard.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is a journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
And the singer was Stevie Holland, who we have featured fairly recently. The pianist was Martin Bergerano. The song, Irving Berlin's How Deep Is the Ocean, written in 1932, and with the exception of the line, I'll tell you no lie, every other line in the lyrics is exclusively a question. recorded in December 2007 at the Manhattan Beach Studios in New York. Stevie Holland herself describes this collection of songs as like a warm teddy bear. And who are we to argue with that memorable image? Hammond B3 time again. Crackly old LP, though. Hope it'll be okay. Softly as in a morning sunrise. It was written in 1928 by Oscar Hammerstein II and Sigmund Romberg for the operetta The New Moon. Originally, it was a tango, believe it or not. It's since become a jazz standard, but seldom played by organists for some reason. The likes of Getz, Miles, Rollins, Coltrane have all recorded it. This is one of only two LPs that Hammond B3 organist Greg Hatzer made in the 60s, 70s and 80s. Both of these LPs were recorded in 67, both with Eric Gales on guitar and Grady Tate drums, and both on the relatively cheapo Coral label. This LP is entitled Organized Jazz, as in Organized Jazz, and he later called himself Greg Hatzer and the Organization. He did make a comeback and produce some albums as a leader in the 90s, but they were much more Indian and Asian influenced. And in fact, he spent most of the last 40-odd years devoting his time to Asian martial arts, and he now teaches various forms of those and Tai Chi. Every so often, very, very infrequently, I'm allowed to sneak in something that we can all agree is not jazz. But try this for size.
If you miss me when I'm gone, then you'll know that I am gone. You can hear that whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear that whistle blow 100 miles. Lord, I'm one, Lord, I'm two, Lord, I'm three, Lord, I'm four, Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles. Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can go home this away, this away. This away, this away, this away. Lord, I can go home this away.
The much-acclaimed folk singer Leon Bibb. He died just last year at 93, and I thought you'd enjoy that little detour from our true jazz heritage. 500 Miles, recorded in concert at Champion College in Burlington, Vermont, with Stuart Scharf on guitar. Hope you enjoyed that diversion, but this shorty will bring us straight back into our right groove. We'll be right back. And that was Monk's Mood, written by Thelonious Monk in his early days. He first recorded it in November 47. Incidentally, before finally becoming Monk's Mood, Thelonious had titled it That's the Way I Feel Now, and then Feeling That Way Now, and then Why Do You Evade the Facts, and then Be Merrier, Sarah, before eventually, of course, Monk's Mood, which makes a lot more sense. This version was recorded in Paris, March 81, by Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Pierre Michelot bass and Kenny Clue Clark drums. Davis gave up jazz in the 60s to become a tailor and a painter before returning to play in the 70s, coaxed back to jazz by Sonny Rollins. This next one's called Hamp's Thing, so you know what to expect. Thank you. Thing from Black and Blue label LP recorded in Toulouse in the south of France in May 77, written, of course, by the leader and vibes player Lionel Hampton. Hamp switches to piano and drums on other tracks, and sings too. Milt Buckner, organ, Billy Mackle, guitar, Barry Smith, bass, Barry Dunlop, drums. Typical swinging, feel-good jazz from Hamp. He wasn't the first jazz muso on the vibes, that honour goes to Red Norvo, but Hamp was certainly the one to make it a mainstream jazz instrument. Let's have another Sonny Rollins compo, Oleo this time.
Beep, 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 beep
The leader on this Steeplechase March 78 recorded LP is trumpeter and sometime flugelhornist Louis Smith, a stunning unaccompanied muted solo intro to the Sonny Rollins compo Olio. Fast and Furious doesn't describe it, certainly the fastest version of the song I've ever heard. George Coleman tenor, and he often played this number in his Miles Davis days. Everyone gets a solo slot. Harold Mayburn piano, Yamil Nasser bass, Ray Mosca drums, before Louis Smith returns to finish us off completely. Would Tour de Force be apt? A much underrated muso, he played with all the big names. He had a stroke in 2006 and hasn't returned to playing since then. Let's chill a little now. And that's from a double CTI LP called In the Beginning. It has a wonderful cover photograph, which I won't even begin to describe to you. Recorded Feb 74 under the watchful eye of Rudy van Gelder and under the leadership of flautist Hubert Laws, with Gene Bertoncini on guitar, Bob James piano and electric piano, brother Ronnie Laws tenor, Dave Friedman vibes, David Nadian violin, Emmanuel Vardy viola, George Rickey cello, Ron Carter bass, Steve Gadd drums and Ertu Moriera percussion. That was Gymnopédie, based on the three short piano compositions by the French composer Eric Satie. It's Ellingtonian time. Ben Webster Verve LP is called K King of the Tenors, recorded in L.A. December 53 with an all-star lineup: Benny Carter, alto; Harry Sweets, Edison, trumpet; Oscar Peterson, piano; Herb Ellis, guitar; Ray Brown, bass; Alvin Stoller, drums. Well, I did warn you, it was all-star. That was called Jive at Six. Next up, we have Ella live at Newport. The incomparable First Lady of Jazz, Miss Ella Fitzgerald. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. That was recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival of 57, July 57. This reissued CD has the title, somewhat misleading title, of All Roads Lead to Rome. The second half of this album is of a Rome gig, so there is some logic. Don Abney, piano; Wendell Marshall, bass; and Joe Jones, drums. Just time for one more. This is definitely the last one. And we'll close this week with another vocal. It's the very well-known Route 66, recorded in New York, Feb 62. Connie Lester on tenor, Spex Williams organ, Grant Green no less on guitar, Lee Osley drums. The singer was Joe Bebop Carroll, best known for his years 49 to 53 with Dizzy Gillespie in his various bands. Joe helped popularise so-called bebop singing, and he was known as the man with a happy sound. Let's enjoy Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor out west, keep traveling my way. Take that highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Baby, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Monona, Kingman, Bosco, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip, hip to the skyly tip when you make that California, California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Shoot, do we dee dee, da do do dee doo da, dee da do do dee, shoot do dee, da dee doo dee dee, ba lom da ba doo dee, da dee 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 dee
St. Louis, Chaplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Moscow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip, hip to the skyly tip, and when you make that California, California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. That's where I get bored, where everything is bored.
As always, I'm delighted that you joined me on this meander along the ever-expanding record shelves of my collection, and I equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.